Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you all for being here with us today. This is Kelly. I'm hosting today with Birth Cards. Not sure if Jethro's going to get a chance to call in or not. It's like he's having, between cards and gators, he's having some interesting things happen on today. But anyway, some of the announcements here are going out. Let's see, the way to get a hold of Jethro for a personal reading, his official website is www.jethrosmith.net. That's a good place to get a hold of him there. He is also at psychicjethro@aol.com. Flip those two around, and he's jethropsychic@gmail.com. You can also reach him at 928-284-0437. That would be to book a personal reading with him. Some of the stuff he's been, you know, kind of mentioning is he is getting really busy. And a lot of times, you know, people think, you know, sometimes when they call in to, you know, get a psychic reading by somebody that's like, you know, oh, you know, you're not busy or, you know, you have time for me like right this instant. And it's like, really, that's kind of not true. It's like, you know, if you guys check out some of the other psychics on the air and some of the other websites and whatnot, a lot of times, and I know it's been my personal experience, some of these people book, you know, not just weeks, you know, it might take 2-3 weeks or it might take 2 or 3 months. It's like, I know of a lady once upon a time that she was booked literally a solid year out, and the only way that you could get in with her any earlier was if somebody canceled. So it's like, be a little patient with him. You know, when you call in and you know, get those readings, he's selling readings on eBay, and it's like, you know, but it's just, you know, just he's trying to do a deal for people. He's a really helping person, and he's really trying to, you know, trying to work on helping people in kind of a different way. It's like he was always into the, you know, like the Coalition for Violence, you know, the advocacy. He worked as an advocate, you know, in that field for quite some time, and the way his family was and so on. It's like they really have a thing against that. So it's like, I know he chats and he, you know, he laughs about things, and it's like, you know, but some of the things that happen, you know, have happened to some of the callers and things on the shows, it's like he really gets upset about it, because there's ways and means, and that's what he's doing, is he's really trying to help people. So, you know, when you call him in for those readings and they're scheduling in for that, you know, be patient with him, you know, give him a little bit of time, because it's he's running like a maniac right now. He really is. Let's see, some of the other, oh, yes. And in regards to readings, also, anybody that books a reading in the month of April, this is, you know, he said he's never going to do this again, but he's doing a 50% off deal where normally his normal price per hour is for a reading. He normally charges $120 for a personal reading for an hour. So this month only, he's doing 50% off. And it's like, if you book the reading, you know, and it doesn't matter, you know, you might be booked out, you know, you might be scheduled in like May or June or maybe even July at this point, not sure. But as long as you book it, your reading in April this month, you will get 50% off. So even if you have to wait a little bit, it's like you will get that 50% deal. And it's like, so his 50% off moment is $60 for the hour. He's also offering for a half hour reading, normally they're $60. For this month only, if you're booking them, no matter when he actually does them, you will get 50% off, so you get 30 minutes, 30-minute reading for only $30. And again, this is really this is really inexpensive. It's like for some of the things that I've seen people do with their private time, it's like most of these people are at least $100, and I've seen people $200 or even $300, you know, an hour for a reading. So he's really inexpensive, and for what he does, it's like he is in America's top 10 psychics, and he is in, you know, the top 50 in the world. So it's like, when you book your readings with him, and, you know, in April, you know, book it this month, and you get that 50% off with him, like I say, even if it takes, you know, May, June, July, whatever it takes for him to get you in, it's like you will get the 50% off price. But it's like he's really, you know, made mention he's not going to do that kind of price discount again. It's like he might run some specials, maybe, you know, 20-25% off, but never 50% again. So anyway, but yeah, it's like, and you can get a hold of him to book those either at www.jethrosmith.net or psychicjethro@aol.com, or jethropsychic@gmail.com, or His poor answering machine on his phone, it's like sometimes it's, you know, I call and I have a hard time getting through, but it's 928-284-0437, because a lot of people are calling and, you know, getting those booked and whatever. Let's see, other people we have going on Mondays we have Psychic Celeste, and for people who really like her show and would like to do readings with her, it's I believe it's Celestial Readings, and I want to say it's at Yahoo, at yahoo.com. There we go. That's because that's the email address, and that's how you set up with her. And they both do. They both will do like readings either through email or you know, over the phone, or you know, if you can Skype them. You know, like for people who, and I just found this out myself yesterday. It's like Skype, the Skype, does have a free thing through the computers where if you go to the Skype.com, it's like it does have free, and it's like it doesn't cost you to Skype someone, but your computer has to have at least a microphone if you want to hear the other person talk. Now, I had a really interesting experience with a person who helped me get signed up because she could talk because she had a microphone, and I was typing. So it's like her half of the conversation was spoken and mine was written. So, but it is free. It is free over the computer if you guys want to do that. And he will do readings, you know, through Skype, through through the email, or you know, or if you want to book one, you know, in either person or over the phone, it's like that works too. Let's see, who else? We also still have Sandra Green is still on. It's like she's really been on, supposed to be on Sundays. She's really been having some difficulties last few weekends, but she's still kind of out there for us. It's like, and hers is ylsammy@gmail.com to book time with her, and then myself, I am at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. I am working on getting my website. I just got my PayPal done this week, so it's like it's a step-by-step process. Or you can call me at 719-289-4907. Do leave me a message, because a lot of times if, you know, and I have a little coffee commercial there because I also do the healthy coffee. So, you know, get through that. If you'd like to book a time and space and place, it's like we can do that. This upcoming Friday, we have Andrew Aloha, and if you Google him, he's got a really nicely laid out site. He's a psychic from Sedona, and he has his own radio show also, but he's agreed to come on and be a guest with us on Psychics Gone Wild this Friday, and it'll be a special two-hour show instead of just our normal 1 hour. It'll go from noon to 2 Rocky Mountain time, which, you know, would kind of get out there in the time slots and whatever. And let's see, that amounts to 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Florida time, and it amounts to 11 to 1 in California time. So just kind of be aware of your time frames and so on. All righty. And then at the, let's see, also Friday, Andrew then turned around and invited Jethro to be on his show on that same Friday night, April 20th, this upcoming Friday. And it's going to be, I say, 7 o'clock Sedona time. And it's like they're not on daylight savings time. So it's like 7 o'clock Sedona time, I believe, is about the same as 7 o'clock Pacific time. So kind of adjust your clocks there for that. And I believe it's going to be 10 o'clock. Jess will be on the with the panel 10 o'clock to midnight in Florida time. And that's coming up on this Friday. All righty. Well, thank you guys for listening to announcements here. And let's see, the first person we've got here, this is area code 510. It worked today. You are live on the air with us here at Psychics Gone Wild. This is Kelly, and if I could get your name and your birth date, and talk really loud and kind of slow for me so I can hear you.
Hi, Kelly. My name is Joelle.
Joelle.
And my birth date is 2/19/74.
19, that's the same day of the month there as my grandfather's. All right. What I'm going to ask you is, do you know if, let's see, because you're right on the cusp. Do you actually know which of the signs you are?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces, okay. Sounds good. Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Very faded life here. Okay, you have got a Six of Diamonds is your birth card, and your planetary ruler is the Ace of Diamonds. Wow. I can tell you what I know about sixes. The sixes people, it's like you're real solid, you're real, you know, stable in a lot of things. But there's a certain quality to your life where it just is like, you know, kind of some of those things, it's like no matter where you drive around to, it's like certain things are going to happen. It's kind of like, you know, and there's always going to be a road sign going, by the way, here's what's upcoming. You know, it's like you might turn right or left, but you're eventually it's going to curve you back around here. Diamonds are, besides being a girl's best friend, that is about finances, of course, in the mundane here, what we're doing. But it also is a card of deeper values. And it's like a lot of times you people, you know, the six people come or the diamonds people come to learn about, you know, what is really important to me in life. And then with that planetary ruler, that ace of diamonds, it's like, you know, you see your double diamonds there. It's like a lot of things with finances, with values. And aces are always the starters. It's like the only thing you really have to be aware of for yourself is, like, you know, don't quit in the middle is kind of what I want to say. It's like, actually, one of my children has that ace of diamonds as their birth card, and it's like I see that a lot in him. It's like, man, he really starts and really starts out good, and it's like somewhere in there he kind of runs out of steam. So let's see. Okay, and the six of diamonds, the name of the card, it's called the card of financial responsibility. And again, it's responsibility and karma. Suit of diamonds relates to finances. You guys are usually really aware of your financial debts and repayment, and that particular trait often manifests sometimes, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, I don't want to owe anybody, you know, I don't want any outstanding debts. So it's like you're those people that, you know, you'd like to avoid a credit card if you could, which is okay. And in this one, it's like sometimes there are six of diamonds that pay their phone and utility bills ahead of time just so they feel like they're not in debt, so they have a credit with the company. They always have this awareness of who they owe and who owes them, you know, on many levels. You get exactly what you give to others. And during this lifetime, you can have, you know, flip both. Is you can have huge financial losses and huge financial gains. And some of that is your past life accounts are kind of settled up, you know, the tally sheet there. You seem to fall into two categories. Either those people who go out of their way to repay their debts, or the flip side is people who just, you know, don't, you know, they need to learn to stand on their two feet because they're not real good with that. So it's like, you know where you're at in there. You might fall into a slump as a result of inertia, so you just need to get yourself kind of up and going, into action every once in a while. Once you get going, you can attain most anything you really want. There's a lot of protection in work and action, but it's not waiting for the lottery to happen. So it's like, you know, it's going to be more of, what is it, success is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration, that one. I'm trying to remember which famous inventor said that one. I think it was Edison. But anyway, on a deeper level, the Six of Diamonds people, you might be here to help others come to a greater understanding of values. If you accept what you receive inwardly through your natural intuition, you're always going to be pretty happy, regardless of the circumstances. Because, you know, there's people, like, you look at Hollywood, some of those people are the most unhappy people that, you know, think they've got it all. They've got the wealth, they got the this, they got the, you know, whatever, and they're sometimes really unhappy. So it's like, and on the flip side, you know, sometimes people in less desirable financial situations can be very happy, but it's like that's your inward world. That's your, you know, that's your relationship with God. So it's like, you know, it's being content. Contentment is worth a kingdom. If you've discovered your special mission in life, you're really not going to worry about how much money you have. You make great teachers. You're givers. You can be entrusted with great responsibility. And what's more, you know, what more than, you know, our children, and it's like our education stuff. I'm not sure if that's your passion, but it's like, you know, you would do very well with that if you chose to. What you hear, you know, you've got clear knowledge of higher values, and you've got that discernment to make better personal choices. You're kind of the keepers of the law, so to speak. In relationships, they talk about you have this tough exterior. You know, lies a person who's really having a difficult time sometimes meeting your needs for affection, but you never show that on the surface. There's oftentimes kind of deep fears of abandonment that underlie much of what you do in your personal relationships. And so until you kind of deal with that directly, sometimes you can have a hard time understanding repeated failures that, you know, are in your love life. But it's like if you're having a successful love life, then you've probably already checked that out and mastered that, which is really good. You've got a highly mental approach to love, and you can sometimes think, you know, you can set up your love life just like, you know, you would a college curriculum. It's like, you know, when your brilliant romantic schemes are being kind of driven by this, you know, fears, it kind of backfires on you. So you got to learn to give to yourself first that affection you seek from others, and that goes right back to, you know, love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and spirit, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, you know, it's like if you wouldn't treat, you know, treat your best friend in a certain way, don't sit there and think about yourself and go, you know, oh, I'm so silly and I'm so foolish. It's like, well, if you wouldn't talk about your best friend that way, you are your own best friend or your own worst enemy. So be really conscious of your self-talk about yourself. Honesty about your own feelings and emotions can bring you the information you need to make better assessments of relationship problems. You also need to practice being really honest, scrupulously honest with yourself and others, and not, you know, kind of get into creatively talking yourselves in and out of situations, you know, and kind of avoiding your true feelings. The karmic pattern there involves sometimes one major divorce or separation, but that, you know, whatever that major relationship is that kind of goes down the tubes, kind of transforms your life, and it teaches you about yourself. And I'm not sure if, you know, I'll ask you here in a minute or two, if you've kind of got to that moment, it's like, or if that's what you're kind of working through. Your planetary ruler is the Ace of Diamonds. It gives you a lot of passion for life, but especially your job or making money in general. It might appear your personal life is kind of constantly competing with your work for that invaluable attention and time. It's going to be kind of a trick, a really good balancing, juggling moment to have both of these running successfully at the same time. You're really basically a kind-hearted person. You care a lot about other people, but your ambition and drive also kind of keeps your own goals in front of you, and others might see you, you know, on the exterior as selfishly motivated, you know, because of that, and it's not necessarily true. It's like, you know, what we show on the surface is not necessarily what's in the inner world. You got a lot to accomplish in your life. It's kind of like you've been given a special commission by the powers that be. Personal relationships are always going to be a bit of a challenge as you learn about this love and the personal integrity. Okay, age 38. You're finding your true purpose this year. It means that you have a 6 somewhere along in your reading. It's like I can find those out a little bit later here on the other pages. And it can be, you know, we've talked a lot about sixes because, man, it's like people come in as, you know, calling in. It's like, seems like that's a big topic, and it's like, it's really interesting to me because I keep telling people, you know, not everybody has a 6, you know, a 6 is in their lifetime, and it's like in, you know, placed in this, but it's like, it tells me that people are really seeking, you know, kind of like, you know, what am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing here? But it's like, because you've got the 6 in the position in your card this year, it's like this gives you a really special opportunity to discover what your purpose is. Because sometimes people, you know, go through life and they never know. Of course, sometimes they don't want to know. But 6s can also be frustrating because also they represent static and unchanging conditions in our life. But they bestow on us that special ability to perceive what usually is hidden from our conscious mind. And it's, you know, we need to listen to our inner voice. We need to, you know, we can get that great inspiration and direction when that 6 is present. And you've got at least one of them for the whole year. Let's see. Okay. What else on this one here? And sometimes, yeah, that's the other flip side of that, too. It's like sometimes you get... I'm sorry, the rut, my bad joke with the rut, my grandmother, she speaks again. You know, that rut is the grave with the ends kicked out, so don't get in a rut. And it's like sometimes that's where we are. If we're afraid to let go of things, we're in this comfort zone and, you know, things have gotten really familiar to us. Sometimes, you know, we hang on to those so hard we don't even see that, you know, that's really not, you know, helpful to us anymore. And it's kind of like if you can think of, you know, just like we go through our clothes closet once a year, theoretically, and go, this doesn't fit, it's out of fashion, it's out of style, it's whatever. It's like, you know, we kind of go, yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, it's still a good item. You know, we can donate it to, you know, one of the church charities or, you know, one of the, sometimes, you know, firehouses have, like, you know, what they call for burnouts and whatever. It's like, you know, there's different places, you know, you can donate to things, but that's kind of how we get with our mental stuff, too. It's our attitudes and the things we hang on to that we can't tangibly see. And it's like, unless we kind of drag those out of the closet and look at them, sometimes we hang on to stuff a lot longer than we need to. And you've also got a 9 in there, and that's kind of what that one's about. It's like it's graduating. It's like, you know, it's a learning year of learning to kind of like, you don't always need to hang on to those things. It's like it's kind of like Linus in the Charlie Brown series, you know, his little comfy security blanket. It's like sometimes we hang on to things just like that just because we're comfortable with them. And it's like you kind of go, wow, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, get rid of everything because it's like I certainly have my sentimental stuff too. It's like it's old, it's ripped, it's faded. You know, my kids look at it and go, that is the worst looking shirt, mother, ever. And I was like, it's my sacred shirt. It's holy. I wear it on Sundays. Leave me alone. It's like, there you go. You know, and sometimes, you know, you want to hang on to memories and whatever, and it's like, and there's nothing wrong with doing that, memories and photos and things like that, but it's like, when it gets to a point where it's kind of clogging your life to the point you can't move forward, that's when you kind of go, you know, I love this. I'm going to, you know, put a little memorial shelf or whatever I need to, you know, up on the wall here or up on the bookshelf. And it's like I'll be constantly reminded of that, but I'm going to move forward. You've got an Eight of Diamonds as your long-range card. Means you've got a considerable amount of financial power this year, and it's the power to make a lot of money is yours, and you should find that you've got more money than usual. Meetings for financial gain are also represented by this card. Maybe you might have some definite goals for this year related to things you want to purchase. Eight of Diamonds just promises that you're going to have the money you need when you need it. And again, I'm going to go back to the secret. It's like as long as you're really clear and focused on what you need it for, it's like, you know, write down your little goal cards, you know, your little 3x5 index things and stick them on the bathroom mirror and make sure you're looking at them every day there. And it's like, you know, what are my goals? What do I really want to do? What's my, you know, if I could have the genie in the lamp moment, it's like, what would I wish for? But be careful what you wish for, because a lot of times you get it and you go, that wasn't quite what I meant. But being careful in your money dealings. Don't, you know, I can't imagine a Pisces that says, don't bully others or force others to give into your way all the time. It's like, I'm going, Pisces, do that really? I don't know. I don't think so. You might have the power to do this, but if you do, you create negative vibrations in others that comes back to you. So it's like, you don't want to do that. Eight of Diamonds is also known as the Fame or the Sun card, and it's been found to show up during years when a person rises up to some newfound prominence in your work or profession. In most respects, it's really a great card that's going to bring you a lot of what you need or want. And it's just the keywords there for your little, you know, note card on there is a year of financial power and money to spend. Financial accumulation, I harness the power of my values to attract more money into my life. I harness the power of my values to attract more money into my life. You've got a Four of Diamonds Pluto card. Man, you really got the diamonds. Achieving financial stability is likely to be a major priority for you this year, and one that's going to require you to make some changes if you want to do that. You've got to decide, you know, back to this again, deciding what you want out of life. And what's most important to you is going to be a major thing in accomplishing that goal. You may also need to focus your interest in more than a singular direction in order to really reap the success you desire, and that might be kind of challenging because it's like, you know, you're kind of maybe trying to do a couple things at once. All we really need to do to attract more money and prosperity is get really clear about what you want, why you want it. And that's, in essence, what you're going to be focusing on. So, you know, you're looking to your result card, which is going to be the next one here, following this one. But your affirmation there is, creating a sound financial condition transforms me this year. I'm getting very clear about my values and my goals. Wow. Six of Hearts is your result card. At this time in your life, the challenges you face have a lot to do with showing the results of your past actions among those who are and who have been closest to you. This karmic influence tells us you're going to be taught a lot about the law of love, you know, that as you sow, so shall you reap, captures it in a nutshell. There may be one or more relationships that, you know, were affectional debts from the past or settled up. And the Pluto card, which is going to be next, might be one of those people. It can also bring you a special gift by your next birthday. You might discover by turning your attention within to a special purpose for your life, one that involves loving others in a specific way. And that purpose could transform your life, giving it more meaning and direction. And a really good affirmation on this one is, listening to your inner voice, I find my special purpose in life that will direct me to the highest occupation. I strengthen my sense of responsibility in all relationship and romantic matters. Now, your environment card, Jack of Spades is the environment card. It's an excellent influence for all creative endeavors. I know Pisces people tend to be creative anyway. And practically guarantees your success if you're involved in any of the creative pursuits. Of course, it's also, and if you work at it, it's like there's, just like network marketing, it's like there's a work in there. It includes acting, selling, music, painting, sculpturing, designing. You know, I've seen people do, you know, tie-dye candles, draw their own, greeting cards, any of that. You know, any kind of creative job that lets you do that. It also can also represent a new beginning for you this year, kind of an initiation into a lifestyle that is either more healthy or more spiritual in nature. Any exposure to higher ways of living is going to be very beneficial for you. And you're displacing the Five of Hearts this year, and that's a hard one. It could be you decide to branch out in new directions, either romantically or socially, whether it's because you're just kind of dissatisfied with current relationships or because you want to meet new people. You can bet, you know, you're going to broaden your circle of friends and acquaintances as the year progresses. You could find yourself traveling or even moving to a new location. It all depends on your current situation. Fives are a lot about that. Okay, and that's kind of the short of it, of the long of it. It's like, is there anything in particular, you know, you'd like to ask about, or just want to look at a little bit, you know, kind of the one question moment here?
No, that was really in depth. I'm very happy with that.
All righty. Well, sounds good. It's like we always encourage people. It's like, you know, click your follow button, and it's like follow us along. And it's like because there's days and times that it's like we don't have a lot of callers, and it's like when I'm sitting here, I hate to say by myself, but it's like usually we have people listening who are just not, you know, they don't come on the switchboard and talk on the air with us. So it's like I just kind of do some informational stuff about what the cards are, and it's like and how we got them, because these are called the cards of the Magi, and the Magi were the guys that showed up to give Christ gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So it's like it's really an old system, and it's like, and it's where our deck of 52 cards came from. So it's like I really enjoyed working with these. But well, thank you very much for calling in today, and you know, follow us along and call back again. Let us know how things
are
going.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All righty, we have another caller here, real quick, at 484, area code 484. We're going to take you live on the air here with us.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Let's see, what I need to do is just, this is Kelly with Birth Cards. We're doing birth card readings. And what I'd like to have you do is just kind of slow and loud for me here. It's like, tell me your month, day, and your birth, and, of course, your name. It'd be always, you know, so I can call you, hey, you, and not late for dinner.
Okay, sure. My name is Tony. My date of birth is
Tony. Okay. Hey, how you doing?
8/29/74.
Okay. 8 and the 29. Yes. It's like I always have to have you tell me the dates, and it's like, 8/29. I'm sorry, 74?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. 8/29/74. Okay. There we go. How's things been going?
Good.
All righty. Okay, well, what do you have a particular question? Because I think I've read for you before. It's like because you're a 10 of hearts with a 10 of diamonds. You're my double 10. It's like I don't always remember people's names, but it's like I do remember cards.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, remember I told you how when I dream things, they come true?
Yes, I do remember that.
Okay. Well, that one dream still did not manifest yet about Jason
the person
coming
with
the belongings.
The bags. Right, okay.
But here's another dream. It was not last night, but the night before, I dreamt that I had two baby girls. They were twins because they were dressed in the same outfit, and they were very small. You know, they were like newborn type, but they were wearing the same clothing, like brown pants. Both girls had brown pants on. They were like maybe like 9 pounds each or maybe 7 pounds each. That's how little they were.
Wow.
They had long brown pants on, long sleeve pink shirts, and they were, you know, two of them. And there was two car seats, infant car seats. And I remember trying to figure out, you know, I might have been saying, what is their names or what did I name them? And I could not get an answer for that. So I guess my question is, do you foresee in the future me having twin girls? Because when I dream stuff, this stuff does come true.
Yeah, it's just a matter of
the wind. I'm wondering if whenever Jason comes back into the picture and moves in, am I going to get pregnant with twins?
Okay, or if it's even him, it's like, yeah, it's like
who,
how...
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
It's like, and the fact that they were, I mean, it's like, you know, usually twin girls is like, I was really surprised you're sitting there going, in brown pants and long shirts, it's like going, it's like, what happened to the cute little pink frilly dresses? Come on. They're twin girls. There's got to be, boy, it's like I'm not a dream analysis. It's like a long time ago, I had a friend who was really, really excellent with the dream analysis, and regrettably, she's somebody that died of breast cancer, and it's like, so don't have her services on this planet in a conscious way anymore. But you know, it's like, have you had a chance to call into Jethro's show at all and visit with him about any of this?
I did, but he kind of is real, real fast and real, real quick, and he really doesn't take the time and get deep.
That's kind of what he does on the shows. I mean, because it's like the free ones, it's kind of like what he kind of offers on the you know, free on the shows. It's like it is supposed to just be, you know, like a mini, you know, miniature. It's like, you know, he's kind of kind of trying to reformat it and figure out, you know, kind of like the one question moment, because it's like, you know, he's got a lot of people calling, and for something like that, it's like, you know, I'd say, ordinarily I'd say, you know, just book some time with him, you know, book like a half hour with him, because he is doing a deal this month.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's giving people 50% off. It's like, you know, he says, I'm never going to do that again either. But, you know, if you'll book with him in April, it's like, and it might take him till, you know, May or June, you know, to have the time. But it's like, I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, he's booking ahead is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is real busy. Which kind of doesn't help when you kind of want to know, gee, right now it's like, and then 2 months, it's like, man, it's like my dream might manifest already. You know, well, probably not for the pregnancy, but it's like, well, boy,
so
I mean,
like what are you picking up as far as this dream? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the scary thing about it is all my dreams that I've always had came true.
It's
so
like,
why is the universe letting me know that there's going to be twin girls? And here's the kicker. My mom's side of family, her sister had twin girls.
Oh,
my
wow.
dad's first cousin had twins, a boy and a girl.
Whoa.
And then my first cousin, Sarah, just had
mm-hmm.
twin boys that were identical.
Goodness.
So there's a lot of twin action
twin.
My mom's and dad's side of the family.
Is there any geographical location? I mean, it's like, you know, are they all kind of like similar geographical places, or are they kind of scattered to the winds?
No, they're all here in my area. All the twins.
You know, this is one of those times when I want to go, is there something in the water?
Right.
But no, that's really amazing.
So
it's like
feel like I'm able and capable, and if this could come true, it's just,
I was just
trying to throw it to you to see what vibe you're getting.
What I got on this. You know, I'm kind of cheating. It's like I'm kind of looking at the card stuff, and it's like the only thing I've really got in your long range stuff is like you got a Four of Hearts as your environment card, and the Four of Hearts is a marriage card.
A marriage card.
Yeah, the four.
What does that exactly mean? Does that mean that I will be getting married soon? Because I was never married.
Okay, it shows up as your environment card. But it just says home, family, and your closest circle of friends provide a certain amount of protections and blessing this year. It's a year to enjoy the security and love those things bring to your life if you were to get married. Okay, there's an if. It's like, because, you know, again, you know, and it's like that's the thing that's like, you know, he was also going on about today and going, you know, it's like a lot of this is free will. It's like, you know, just because, you know, we say something here, it doesn't mean this is written in stone. God's the only one that ever wrote things in stone. So it's like just because,
right.
you know, we say something here, it's like you have the free will and capability to change anything you might hear or might know or, you know, might say. And sometimes, and I've seen things happen where it's like, you know, if he does a reading for somebody and it's a bad one, but it's like, I don't mean a bad one. It's like, you know, if he sees things, you know, it's like, watch out, you might be in a car wreck, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of stuff, that kind of bad stuff. It gives the person the opportunity to go, you know, maybe today I'm just going to, you know, walk or take the bus, or, you know, maybe I'll just
mm-hmm.
stay home and, you know, in bed with my covers over my head, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not going to get out and drive. You know, so it gives you the opportunity for a warning and a heads up. So it's like, you know, well, we kind of, and it's like, we don't always say that, you know, but it's like, just because we say something here doesn't mean that circumstances can't change it. It's like a lot of times, you know, the things we get are like, you know, the warnings and the heads up thing. But it's like this, if this is something, you know, that you want, I mean, it's like if, you know, if you see yourself, and I mean, and they definitely were your children. It's like it wasn't like a niece or a nephew.
Yes,
or,
they
know,
were my children,
okay.
You know, and someone was helping me with the other child because I can't carry both at the same time.
Same time, right.
And it was definitely twin girls. They were my babies. I mean, I couldn't get a lot of detail of them because they were so tiny. You know, they were little girls.
Yeah, no. Well, 9 pounds is pretty good size there, actually. It's like, especially for twins, because twins usually come in a lot, you know, smaller than that. So they must have
been,
well,
my daughter, I have one child, and she was 10 pounds at birth.
Wow.
So my mom, I was near 10 pounds at birth, and, you know, so I had a 10-pound baby. So most likely the twins are going to be, you know, a good size.
Bigger, right, okay.
Right, but I had to have a C-section with, you know, my first daughter because I just can't deliver. My pelvis is too small.
Too small, right, gotcha. Well,
so I didn't, like I said, I didn't know if you seen pregnancy around me or you know, anything, you know, out of the blue.
Out of there. You know, I'm going to kind of cheat because I know we have another psychic on the line here with us, and it's like Tristan is here listening in. It's like, get ready, Tristan, because she usually comes on Wednesdays. She's been coming on Wednesdays with Jethro. And
okay.
Tristan, you're on here with us. It's like, did you hear what Tony's question was? It's like, you know, she's really good with her dreams, and it's like, you know, usually her dreams are of the precognitive sort. So it's like, you know, when she dreams something, it's like, it's not if it's going to come true. It's kind of like a matter of when it's going to happen. So it's like, are you getting anything for her?
You know, I was listening, and thank you for putting me on the spot, Kelly. Love you.
You're welcome.
You know, I felt that a lot of your dreams do come true, but not all of them. Is that correct?
No, that would not be correct, because every dream that I've had that I remember and wake up from has come true. Like, I have dreamt about my ex who I didn't talk to for, like, let's say a year, and I dreamed that he's in prison. And it affected me to where I woke up screaming at 5 a.m. And then I got on the phone, and I did not think he was in any kind of prison, believe me. And I called up a number, and I said, listen, I have a problem. I had this dream. And I just need to know, because I can't rest now. I need to know whether or not this person who I dated, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, who I haven't seen in a year, is he in jail? And they said, yeah, he's in a jail, but not this one, and he's been here for 9 months. Another dream that I had that came true was me being handcuffed. And I am not a bad person. And I called up my parents, and this is back when I was like 19, 20 years old, and I said, Mom, I just had a dream that I'm going to be handcuffed and I'm going to be in the police car. I don't understand, what do I do, because my dreams come true. And don't you know, like a couple days later, the guy that I was living with, who I was engaged to, you know, had started yelling in the apartment. One of the neighbors must have called and said, you know, we were having an argument, and two police officers came. And they said, well, you know what, you guys were fighting, you were disturbing the peace. I said, listen, I wasn't doing anything. You know, my boyfriend here was yelling, and, you know, hey, this is not my fault. And they said, we're going to solve the problem. We're going to have you both arrested today, and then you can go in front of a judge and let him go figure it out. So, again,
where was that
another
at?
Dream. What?
Where was that at?
Here in Pennsylvania. And
okay.
I'm 37 now. But like I said, whatever I dream, I have dreamt. Okay, listen to this one. This is a good one. I have dreamt that my ex-boyfriend, that his ex-girlfriend was pregnant. And don't you know, 6 months, well, not 6 months, maybe 3 months after I had that dream, he comes to my door saying, you're not going to believe this, but so-and-so is pregnant and saying it's my child. And I knew in my head, hello, I had the dream, but I didn't say anything to him because me and him were broken up. So, again, another dream that has come true.
Okay. Let me stop you right there.
Right.
You have abilities yourself.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Do.
So I don't understand why you're questioning it.
Well, because I'm not really questioning it. What I'm saying is I'm trying
timeline.
To get a time frame so I can be mentally and physically prepared.
You are never going to be prepared. I'm just going to tell you that straight up. It's going to happen when it happens, and you are just enjoy it. Enjoy the knowing of that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, if you want to get prepared, then get out your crocheting knitting needles and start making baby boots.
Right. Well,
booties,
the other
okay?
issue is, you know, I had the dream back at the end of January where my ex shows up with all of his belongings, and, you know, they're all in these black garbage bags. That has not come to fruition yet.
Yes.
And then two nights ago, I had a dream where I have these two little newborn baby girls, and they're twins because they're dressed alike.
Right.
So I'm wondering, am I getting the twins from this man that's going to be showing up at my doorstep? Is that what's is that what the universe is doing here and telling me?
You're answering your own question, and I would have to assume that that would be a yes.
Okay.
I mean, so the dreams are consecutive in the sense that you had the one and then you had the other. And if you've dreamed, like, all these dreams and they've come true, I feel like you haven't journaled them.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. It's like, as Beth said,
why have you not journaled them?
Do you have a dream journal? And it's like, you know, name them, date them. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
why haven't
a dream journal?
Why haven't you written this stuff down so that you can show people, or, you know?
Well, see, unfortunately, when you tell normal people,
that's why you tell a dream journal. Don't go around telling other quote normal people. that's a quote. You know, it's like, no, your dream journal is just for you. It's so you can go back and go, okay, this happened, whatever. And it's like, this is not something that you're, I mean, you know, your abilities are not something that you're trying to convince other people of, you know, I can do this. It's like, sometimes you are much better off to keep those, I mean, I hate to say to yourself, but it's like, because other, you know, quote, normal people who are a little bit in fear and everything else go, oh, my goodness, what's wrong with you? It's like, well, there's nothing wrong with me. It's kind of like, what's wrong with you? Because you're not keeping your own dream journal or whatever. It's like, and you start telling them stuff about themselves, and then they kind of go, ah, and then they freak out, you know. So it's like, you don't have to justify yourself or, you know, try to explain, you know, the gifts that God gave you. It's like, you know, it's a God-given gift. Go with that. And it's
And my whole gut instinct is I believe that the universe is trying to a little bit prepare myself for, okay, he's going to show up with his stuff, and then, listen, lady, you're going to get pregnant with twins because here's the babies. I think they're trying to get me prepared as much as I can get prepared, if that makes any kind of sense.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yep.
Is that not what I just said to you?
Right.
Kind of.
Oh, my goodness. And start dream journaling, okay? Because I picked that up right away, that you have all these dreams, you remember them to a T, yet you don't do anything about it. Henceforth, writing them down.
She doesn't have to do anything about it because they just happen. But it's like
the journaling.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, I didn't expect two nights ago to have a dream that I'm having two newborn baby girls. That was way off the radar. Wow, where did that come from? I don't even have a man sitting here, so how am I going to have these newborn babies? You know, but hey, things happen.
Everything happens all the time. I mean, You dream it. I don't understand why you would have such a hard time believing that this would come true when you know that all the other things that have come true.
When you remember them, it's like,
Because I only dream, like, once every, like, year or so.
You only remember it. You know, technically,
I
actually took a dream class. You dream every night. The question is, do you remember them? It's like, you know, and I was thinking about that. It's like, there's things you can do. There's, like, oh, golly, there was one college that actually offered, you know, classes. And, I mean, it was in their psych department about, you know, your dreams and this kind of stuff. But it's like there's things that you can get, you know, out on the market. But it's like, you know, before you go to bed at night, you know, you kind of make that, you know, when you do your prayers and stuff, it's like you kind of do your awareness and say, I would really like to start remembering all my dreams. You know, in this state, and it's like, you know, and it's like, you know, how they do those 30 days to whatever. It's like a lot of times when you start focusing on that, it's like a lot of times it's taken people 30, even 45, sometimes 60 days, sometimes longer than that. But, you know, most people have reported, you know, back to the books and stuff, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like actually when I started doing this, like within the first week, they weren't remembering everything, but they'd start remembering maybe one every other day. But that's why you get that notebook, your dream journal, by your bedside, you know, by your nightstand or whatever, you know, have you got that set up, and have a pencil or pen,
and
know,
get ready to write
to it and write it down immediately, because a lot of times, you know, if you get up and into the world, you know, into the daylight, into your body too much, it's like you kind of forget it and you forget the details. So when you first wake up, just kind of, you know, keep your eyes closed, just kind of float a little bit with that and go, what did I remember from last night? You know, and it's,
right.
you might just get flashes, you know, what I call the photography flashes. You know how it is, like when,
yeah.
when the camera flashes, it's like you just get one, tick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was that quick, you know, 2-second flash of a picture. It's like just write the little bits down that you get, and it's like what you're going to start finding is as you're more consciously aware of it, you're going to start remembering more of the little bits.
Right. I think. The thing I think I'm doing is I just want to make sure that it's going to be with this man that I'm going to have
right.
these babies with. I think that's what I'm questioning because
right.
my other issue is, or is there somebody else coming in? Right. My other issue is I'm not the type of person to just go date someone for 2 months and get pregnant. That's not
right.
how I roll. But
right.
I know
right.
this guy for like 11, 12 years, so
right.
I would be more comfortable to have a child with him.
Right. It's like how, and you have no idea how the other rest of that stuff is resolving out yet. Obviously, the car hasn't pulled up and deposited.
No, no, but I did get a psychic reading on that situation, like I said, about, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and they had told me that there was going to be a bad situation over there and that she was going to be getting arrested again and he was going to be wiping his hands of the situation and getting out of there once and for all.
For all. That's going to be the terror. Okay. You know, and that might be coming up. It might just be unfolding yet.
Right. So that's why I feel, you know, that's why he shows up here with his belongings because of this
right.
incident that's going to, and then next thing you know, I'm pregnant with the twin girl. So there we go.
Yeah, which is going to be a little while. I mean, it's like, that's going to be a little while out. You realize that because it's like, you know, after you're pregnant, there's still another 9 months. So it's like, you know, yeah.
Right,
so
but
you
like I said, but listen, but like I said, I'm definitely going to keep in touch with you as long as you're going to be on the air for the next 6 months or what have you. I mean,
yeah.
I hope I can still find you because
yeah.
when he shows up with his belongings, I am definitely calling you into the show and I'm letting you know, hey, he showed up.
He showed up. Yeah,
and
good.
And then when I find out I'm pregnant, hey, I'm pregnant.
What's your
we
first
want you
name
writing
again?
Down in the book, too. Now, get your notebook, and we want you writing these things down and dating them for us, too. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry,
this is
can
how
you
books
hear me?
Are made.
Yeah.
Can you, I wanted to know, what was your first name again?
Tony.
It's Tony.
Tony, that's right. Tony, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have dreams about other people?
Yes, it's mainly all other people. It's mainly my ex, and then the one dream was myself, and then this other dream was these twins, and then the other dream was his ex-girlfriend at the time that he went back to that I seen that she was pregnant. I seen her belly was round, and he was not with me. So I knew she had gotten pregnant while, you know, he was with her. And then
right.
when he came to tell me, I already knew that.
Right.
I knew it 6 months before he came and told me.
Okay.
I had the dream.
Okay, but it's about people that you know.
That you know.
Well,
yeah.
It's mainly, I'm going to tell you, 100% of the dreams are mainly around this man. Like,
right.
you know, whatever he's doing.
You know, it's like, do you have his birthday? It's like, it would be
yes.
really interesting.
Four,
to
yeah,
him.
Exactly.
4/17/75.
4/17/75. Okay, let me get
yep.
into. I'm gonna run this a little bit differently here. So okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go actually into the couples report here. And it's like I just kind of want to go see what kind of connections you guys have because it's like there's got to be something really interesting going on here. It's like are you picking up anything with this, Tristan? Or
oh, I'm sorry, I muted myself. What did you
yourself, okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, it's just because, you know, I knew
right.
you were going to do cards and I didn't want to, you know, interrupt
okay.
or anything.
Yeah,
no. What were you asking me?
Tony.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You were asking me something, Tony.
Do you see anything, you know, are you picking anything up from a relationship with us?
You know, I'm really torn with it because, you know, I believe that her dreams do come true.
Yeah.
So I'm having a hard time moving past that to see if there's anybody else coming.
No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I really feel that what she's saying in my gut is spot on. that this is going to happen this way. And for some reason, I get that you're kind of freaked out about it.
Yeah, I am. But I am excited because, listen, I'm going to be 38 in August, and I've been wanting children, more children, for a long time, and I just have not had, the right opportunity or the right situation, and I'm not the type to just go date anybody and just go get myself in a predicament, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Understand.
So if this man comes forward and finally, moves in here and makes a commitment, who I've known for 11 years, then, that's going to show me he's trying, he's making an effort, and then, let the cards fall where they will.
I think you should.
That's a good phrase.
Yes, let the cards fall where they may.
Right, because if I don't and I let this chance slip by, I may be in my 60s sit and say, you know what, I regret that. I could have had more kids and I didn't, and here I sit with nothing. So, I don't want to be in that situation 20 years from now,
Right. The regret.
Right. I got to do what's best for me. People will say, you're too old, you're this. But hey, what is good for me.
Yeah. Wow, you got 10 connections with this guy, which is out of, it's like, our max is 14 on this, but you got 10 different connections with him.
Wow. What's that mean?
Your first one is, I'm just going to do the quick and dirty thumbnail sketch here. Is you're the Uranus card to him in the spiritual spread. In the spiritual spread, and he, by the way, is a four of diamonds. He wants stability. And he would be good with money if he's got a little, a little direction there.
Right.
I'm going to say that. But that's a spiritual connection, that very first one, which is like talks about the past life stuff. You have a past life together. He is the cosmic reward to you in the spiritual spread. So there's a second past life thing. Oh, my goodness. And he's got, I don't see this one a lot, he gives to you as your karmic cousin, and that's that. A lot of the relationship is flowing from him to you. He's going to be giving you things over the duration of that relationship. But that's a karmic one. Let's see. The next one, the fourth one, is he's a Neptune card to you in the life spread. And that's, dealing with kind of one of the jacks in there. And it's like Neptune can be the planet of deception. It's like that's on the fourth connection. So there's always going to be that possibility, a little bit, just kind of be aware of that.
Right.
He is able to be deceptive with you if you keep your rose-colored glasses on. It's like there's a little bit, because you're getting that Neptune energy.
Yes.
You could see him a little bit idealistically, and it's like, and he might be take advantage of that. The next one is you're the Uranus card to him again in the life spread. And it's like, so you come across kind of as that bolt of lightning kind of to him. It's like very unexpected, and he sometimes doesn't know what to make of you. Now, in the sixth one, it's like you're the Venus card. He's the Venus card to you, and that's in the life spread. So it's like it's just a really good connection. Venus is the planet of love, gives you a lot of things, you could do, share together, a lot of things you'd have in common. Man, you got another Uranus one. Now, this time it's flipped around, and he's the Uranus card to you in the spiritual spread. So, again, there's a past life one. The Uranus ones are a lot of, they say, don't place a lot of demands or, a lot of demanding things or expecting things, because Uranus has, that's the Aquarian energy. It's like more like, anytime you, it teaches you how to love unselfishly or, not unselfishly, unconditionally, there we go, is the word. So the Uranus and the Aquarius energies are about unconditional love. So it's like you guys got three of those. It's like, oh my goodness, but guys both have a lot to learn, but don't let him pull the wool over that. The eighth one is you are the Saturn card to him, and that's in the spiritual spread. So that, again, is that past life coming forward. And it's a karmic, a karmic thing there. It's like there's unfinished business or something that has a chance to be resolved in this lifetime. It's like you're going to kind of be picking up, and there's a lot of attraction there. You're going to be picking up different things from that past connection. And that's also a teaching one. So it's like, and that's where you're kind of being in the teacher role to him with things. And it's like, you know, maybe he needs a little boot in the buns with the honesty or something. You know, I don't know. Now he is a Venus card to you in the ninth one, in the ninth connection. And let's see here. Come on. It doesn't want to give that one out. That's in the spiritual, and that is kind of what they call, it's a love at first sight connection.
Okay.
Responsible for a lot of successful marriages and friendships. So they've shared some past lives together. You know, again, it's like anything in the spiritual is that past. So it's like you shared some kind of, you know, lovingness in there where you really worked and earned that. And then the very last one, the 10th one, is you're the Saturn card again to him in the spiritual. So it's like, you know, you've got a lot of the spiritual connections from past, and that's probably why it's like, you know, a lot, and they said a lot of times those Saturn cards are things, you know, because they're coming forward from past. Sometimes it just depends on what it is. Sometimes they say these are people who get together in relationships because it's going to take a lifetime to resolve that issue or resolve that debt or resolve what was going on. And, you know, it might take a lifetime, the rest of this lifetime, you know, for you to get some of this through to him. And as long as it'll work, it'll be very successful as long as he doesn't block you or say, no, I don't want to learn from you. I'm not going to put you, you know, there, blah, blah, blah. So it's like that's when things can get out of balance with those. It's like in any of the cards and energy, it's like, you know, if one person is supposed to, you know, be facilitating, you know, kind of, and I'm not talking, you know, getting up like a classroom teacher. That's not exactly, you know, the type of lessons I mean. You know, it's more like, you know, he's going to learn from you either, you know, by example or by, you know, oh, what, are you kidding me? It's like, no, honey, we don't do it this way. It's like, really, you're going to wear those green pants with that purple tie, really? You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's like, but it's just, you know, it can be different things. It's like, it's not, you know, not always, you know, the nuts and bolts stuff either. It's like, okay, you know, on a soul level, how are we evolving? How are we, you know, doing this? And, you know, you're going to kind of, you know, because you're kind of, I'll say, the facilitator slash teacher, you know, something like that in this relationship, it's like he's got to be open and get his ego out of the way, you know, if he's got one, to go on, yes, I can learn from you. So it's like if he's humble with it, it's like that's always the role that people need to take is like, you know, if you're truly going to, you know, have this connection with this other person, if you're not going to block the flow of energies from it, it's like you've got to be humble enough to go, you know, I mean, because I've run stuff with, you know, parent and children, and sometimes it's like the child came into this life to teach a parent something. And it's like if you have a parent going, well, this is my kid, what can they teach me? You know, it's like, well, that's not going to work, you know, that
okay.
kind of thing. So it's like whatever, you know, the energies are, it's like whatever the relationship is, as long as the person, you know, the one person has to be willing to, you know, kind of take the lead or, you know, kind of be in that, you know, facilitator, teacher role, whatever, but, you know, not necessarily pounding the pulpit, but it's just, you know, just kind of leading. It's like, you know, let's take hands. Let's go this way. You know, why don't we go this way? Let's go take a walk today. Let's go do, you know, whatever. You know, why don't we try this? You know, that, you know, just it can be the gentler teaching. But the other person has to be a willing participant in that they are willing to receive, you know, because you cannot have a giver. I mean, you can have a giver, but you know what? And I know that good book always teaches us, you know, it's better to give than it is to receive. But you know what? Imagine a planet of, you know, what, 7 billion people here. And if everybody were givers and there were no receivers, where would the givers be? So it's like, and it's just like playing football. Think of a sports game. You know, you have the guy who throws the ball. He is the giver. And it's like, and the guy who catches it, he's the receiver. So it's like, you know, just like that. So it's like there's, if, you know, if you're going to be a giver, somebody's got to be there to receive. Or if you're going to be a receiver, you know, you got to be open to the giver. You know, so it's like it's that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Okay. So if you can,
so
you know, it's like.
So basically you guys don't feel like I can really get a time frame of when he's going to go show up with his
stuff.
Belonging.
You know, really, really and truly, I would say, I would encourage you just to go ahead and I know Jethro's fast, you know, but call, you know, try calling in again because, you know, there's different days and different energies and different times and it's like, and I know he's
right.
been going through, you know, I mean, you know, psychics are like everybody else and everybody, you know, you put your pants on one leg at a time type of thing. And it's like, and they have bad days and good days, you know, like everybody else and you know that, you know. So it's just like, you know, some days you hit him and it's like, it's just kind of, you know, some off energy days really and truly. And it's like, and he's been having some really, really crazy stuff go on. I'll just put it that
right.
way. It's like, we had a little conversation this morning with stuff going on. If you want to pray for somebody, he could use some right now. Just go,
okay.
God help him, you know. But, you know, try him again. You know, try back in. I know he does, let's see, this is Tuesday. So tomorrow, Tristan and
yes.
Jethro are going to be on the Wednesday show. And then he's going to be on again on Friday with Andrew Aloha. And Andrew's got, and well, and there's another place, you know, another resource to kind of look at. And Jethro also got invited to, Andrew has a show on every Friday. That is like the third Friday of the month. This one coming up on the 20th happens to be the one where he has a psychic panel. So he's got like, I don't know, it's like four or five psychics that he has together. And it's like, you know, they kind of take turns doing readings on that show type of thing. So it's like he's not only going to be on, you know, on Wednesday with Tristan, but then Friday with Andrew Aloha, and then he's going to flip around and do Andrew's show, you know, as part of that panel in the evening. So it's like there's lots of opportunities to catch him, you know, on the air with this.
Okay.
And my question is, you know, and it's like don't give up on him, because I know he's really, really, you know, when he's really on and, you know, really in a good space and stuff, I have seen him, you know, just flat out tell people, it's like, you know, if you will walk down, you know, Main Street at this time of day, you know, 11 o'clock, you're going to see a white pickup and this guy's going to get out and go into the store. And it's like, go over and talk to him. You know, I mean, I have just absolutely heard him do, you know, readings like that and days and times and whatever. And it's like, so he's got that ability, you know. And I will say, okay, I'm going to qualify this. He's got that ability when God and the angels want him to give that person that information, because sometimes there's always those hidden things. It's like, where they do, it's like, you know, and they kind of go, well, you know, don't you people like some surprises in life? You know, it's like, because yeah, we could give you this whole, you know, grid map, you know, moment. It's like, and we're going to make, you know, predictions and whatever. It's like, you know, we can line this out for you, bing, bing, bing. And then, and they turn around, and then you guys, you know, you humans with that doggone free will, you can turn around and you can change it, because we can. It's like, and I've seen people, you know, do that. It's like they will turn around and they'll change a reading. It's like, and then go back to, well, it didn't happen the way you said it was, so you must be, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, that means it's like, you know, you didn't like what was coming and you chose, you know, and like I said, some of them, you know, if you're going to be in a car wreck, you definitely don't want to be on that street on that day, you know. So it's like people have changed things and changed the outcome. So it's like, and then they go back to, well, you were a bad reader. It's like, no, I gave you the warning, and it's like, and you chose not to be there at that day, and it's like, and this happened. Or, you know, I told you where to be and what to do, and it's like, and you didn't do it. So it's like there's always got to be that action following. So it's like, and it just, you know, like I say, it just, there's so many depends on things. It's like, you know, I mean, people think, you know, that the gifts we have, it's like, oh, you can just turn them on and turn it off, like, you know, you flip the electric switch on your light, and it's like, bing, the light goes on. It's like, it's not always that way. And anybody with any psychicness knows it's not always that way, you know. So it's like, it just kind of, you know, everybody's got the good days, you know, good days, bad days, and whatever, but it's like, and it also depends on, you know, what does God want me to know? And I tell people, pray, you know, pray for enlightenment. It's like, you know, pray for God to show you what, and it's like, and if there's something, you know, that's really near and dear to your heart that you really absolutely want to know the date and the time on, you know, you go to God in prayer and go, would you please allow, you know, my guardian angels to speak with his, and it's like, and give him this information so that, you know, he will have it. And it's like, but sometimes, you know, just like any parent, God is our parent, and it's like sometimes as parents we go, no, that's not going to be good for you to know. So it's like just because we pray and just because we really want something, it's like I look at my children now, it's like, Mom, please, can we have candy? You know, it's like, no, it's really, you know, nasty for you. It's like, no, I'm not going to give you that. You know, why would I reward you, you know, by giving you something that's poisoning your body? It's like, oh, heck no. You know, so God is our parent in the long run. If you can think of, you know, I don't know if you saw the Disney movie Pocahontas, you know, what's around the river?
Yes.
Sometimes God does want us to see around the river bend, and sometimes he does not. You know, it's like, you know, because I mean, what fun would life be if you didn't have some surprises? You know?
Okay.
Hey.
Does that make any sense?
Tony.
Yes.
Okay. Kelly was, like, right on with everything she said. Excuse me. With everything that she said, she's right about the surprises thing. My whole thing with you is when, you know, I was thinking about this.
Okay.
When you have your dreams, okay, and since you have a great memory of your dreams, how long does it take for your dreams to come to fruition in real life? Have you analyzed that?
I know it was a couple days on that one.
Yeah, well, some of them are already going on. Like that one dream with that person incarcerated, It had already, he was already in jail because, see, when I dreamt it, I seen this person in jail in the uniform. So I knew he was in jail right then and there. So when I called up the prison, they had said, oh, yes, he's here, but not at this place, and he's been here 9 months already. And then the other dream was, you know, I had it in the summer, and then maybe by, like, September or October, I found out about that. So maybe like a three-month time frame with some of them.
I'm sorry, how long?
Like 3 months.
Okay.
And so here's the thing. At the end of January of this year, I had a dream that this man was showing up with all of his belongings. I had it like January 21st. So
February, March, April. So we're getting right to, you know. So,
so do you feel like
he might
come by the end of this month? Because the psychic reading I had a couple of weeks ago, because I had, you know, called in a show and a couple weeks ago and said about my dream, and they said something was going to be bad happening over there by the end of April, beginning of May.
May. So, yeah, so you might have your timeline stretched out a little bit. It's like I know sometimes I've had stuff, it just varies. It's like a lot of times because I'm so slow, my people, you know, my dreams, they'll give me stuff about 6 months ahead of time, so I have time to get myself in gear.
Right.
Or to get prepared.
Get
so
prepared,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, so where you've had one that, you know, was a forethought, you know, the handcuff thing, it's like, and that was a couple days, you know, it's like, and then the one, well, I remember because you'd said with him, he had kind of dropped out of your life and you hadn't seen him for a period, an extended period of time, and you wondered
like
what the heck happened to
him. 9 months.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and then lo and behold, there he is, you know. But it wasn't until you started questioning, well, where in the heck is he? See, they didn't show you that right up front. You know, it's like, they, you know, because you kind of didn't really, you know, think about it or whatever. So it's like, but when you ask the question, you know, asking your shall receive, it's like, then they said, okay, well, here he is, you know.
Right, and see, I'm getting nervous because we are quickly approaching the end of April.
Right.
So I'm getting nervous. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I believe.
Okay, hold on, Tony. You're sending yourself into a frantic tailspin.
Right.
Stop it, please. I can feel your energy, and you are like super over analyzing, freaking out about this.
Well, yeah, because the way that the reader read it,
where
and there's going to be.
Where did you go? What was the site you went to?
It was on Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, okay. I know it was BTR.
So it was another show. Okay.
It was another show.
It was another show, and the way she was
reading. Please tell me it wasn't a K.
No, it's a letter S. It's a female, a letter H.
Okay.
A letter H.
Yeah.
No, S, like in Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, S. S.
But
it,
but her name wasn't Sam, but it is a female. And
okay.
It's the letter
We're not
S.
mentioning names on the air. Thank you.
Right, yeah, I don't want to do that. And I believe because she is a psychic medium and that, and she was just boom, boom. She didn't need to know anything. And she was just, there's going to be a lot of fighting and carrying on over there with them two, broken glass. She seen that the female was going to be getting arrested and all kinds of chaos. And then,
and thank God you're not there. Thank God you're not there.
Oh, I would never put up with that. I'm not putting up with that. I told him not to put up with that before.
Yeah.
This has been an ongoing thing over there with them.
Yeah.
He is going to wash his hands of it.
Yeah, because
I just
you can't
got that.
Keep having the police
drama
involved. You just can't keep. They're going to end up taking his kids away.
Ooh.
You. I mean, listen.
Okay.
Right.
You're not working.
I'm working. Yes, I work 6 days a week.
Ouch.
Why did I get that you weren't working?
I'm not working right now. He's not working.
Somebody's not working.
He is not working.
It's like you're picking up. He's bleeding over a lot onto her, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. You guys are like almost one.
He said he was getting a landscaping job, but then he disappeared. And I guess he's trying to work things out over there with her for the kids' sake. Even though he's not married, he don't want her, and he doesn't want to be there, that doesn't work. And I tried to tell him
but
that.
But he wants his kids, so give him credit for the fact that he doesn't want to walk away from those children. So it's like that.
I know, but he could have went legally and said, listen, I got to be able to see my kids, or I got to be able to have some joint custody or something.
Exactly.
He could have done it in a manner like I did.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have a job, finances and lawyers are pricey.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know what's going on over there because I've been out of the loop for about a month and a half.
And you don't need to know what's going on. You don't need to know. God's helping you with that one. You don't need to know.
No, and like I said, I definitely believe the psychic that I went to a couple weeks ago regarding this whole ordeal. And that's the reason he comes to my place, because something very bad goes on over there with the female.
Right.
And she ends up getting arrested.
She's jealous.
She ends up getting arrested, and the psychic said, I see her sitting at a hearing with her hands behind her back and handcuffed, waiting for her name to be called. So
he takes the kids. Tell me he takes the kids with him. Maybe he's showing up with a lot of bags because he's going to have some baggage. He might bring the kids with him.
I don't know. Well, listen, the psychic said she helps him pack up his stuff.
Wow.
That's
weird. I guess he tells her, look, I'm out of here. I'm done with this. I am going back to so-and-so or, you know, because she knows about
me. I'm leaving. That's why the plastic garbage bags, it's quick.
Right. And, I mean, he needs to be up front with her and say, listen, I'm leaving and I'm going back over here with this person who treats me nice and doesn't have police drama.
I'm sorry, that's so funny the way you said it. No, pick up that this woman is like kind of crazy, and she's very jealous.
Yes,
and she is just kind of, for lack of better words, she's just nuttier than a fruitcake.
Yes,
that's exactly what I pick up.
So you know what I'm doing? I'm doing like my mother said: give them all the rope and they hang themselves. So you know
exactly.
What?
Absolutely, that's
exactly.
Right.
That's an old saying. I like that.
I'm going to sit back on my lawn chair and let the chips fall where they fall, because she's going to do herself in again. And then he's going to look like a fool crawling back to me.
Well, do you really want him to be a fool?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I feel like he should have learned his lesson 3-4 months ago when she got arrested that time.
I know, but you have to understand.
I think his dilemma is he's trying to figure out what to do with the kids, because it's not the children's fault. And I think, you know, anybody a Four of Diamonds person, it's like, and he's got some hearts cards in there too. It's like he's, you know, he cares about the kids. He doesn't necessarily care about the mother of the children, but it's like he's concerned about those children.
I know.
And he's trying to figure out how to, you know, what can he do? It's like, and it would probably help if are you ready to be an instant mom? I mean, because if the biological mom ends up in jail, which she may, are you ready to be, you know, an instant mother?
Well,
four?
It's funny because the psychic that I talked to a couple of weeks ago said you will be seeing the children and that, because the mother is restrained, meaning she's handcuffed, she's in jail, she has no power, she has no other choice. So then he's going to have the freedom to do whatever he wants with them kids. If he wants to bring them to my house, oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But here's where I'm
scared. You know what? Childproofing your house now.
Yeah, really.
This is where I'm scared, though. When he comes back with all of his bag and baggages, you know, and let's say she goes to jail and then 3 months later she gets out, what if he leaves again? And I'm sitting there holding the bag.
Okay, stop.
With
stop.
Two babies
no, no, no.
in my belly.
Stop.
I'm like, you need to go watch The Seeker again. It's like, look what you're manifesting. You know, get a grip on what you're thinking there and make your goals and make them positive. It's like, don't worry about, you know, the what ifs. It's like, my dad is a really big worrier like that. And it's like, no, don't borrow trouble from the future. It's like, just deal with what's here in the present.
Right, and
Tony,
I agree, but But he's a type that has come already in my life two different times and left her this year. He came in January and February with some of his belongings, and while I was at work, he runs away and leaves again. Now, that's not fair to me.
Of course it's not. But
so he needs to stop acting dumb.
You know what else is not fair to you? Is you stressing out over this. My God,
exactly.
I can feel your...
Yeah, I know. It's like
I'm an empath,
she's shaking
okay?
her voice. I'm like sitting
yes.
there going...
I mean, you
have
are
some
so,
lemonade and kick back on that porch. It's like,
you
yeah.
Are,
just,
you have such
like
anxiety.
A, yeah.
You have such
right.
anxiety right now that, I mean, I can feel it. And I'm like so trying to block your energy right now. And it's just crazy. You have wild, crazy energy going on. And you are... You're actually fueling this. You know that. You're fueling
right.
your own anxiety. So
right.
I don't know what the other psychic told you, but as a psychic, I'm telling you to chill out, okay?
Okay.
Just calm down and let it happen
right.
as it's supposed to happen. You don't
yeah.
need to call 100 different shows. You
right.
know what the future is going to hold. Just let it happen. Just
okay.
wait for it and just enjoy the knowing that you know it's coming. And
right.
and as you say, prepare yourself. I don't know, get your knitting needles out and start making booties, okay? And take your mind off of it. Just
right.
don't sit there and, because you're the type of person, and this is what I'm picking up, that if something is not resolved, you're going to sit there and think and think and think and think and worry and overanalyze it to death.
Right, because I'm a Virgo. That's what
exactly.
we do.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm a Virgo too, so that's probably why I'm really picking up your energy.
Right.
Just stop, okay? Your
okay.
30s, you worry too much as a Virgo.
Yes.
Your 40s, you learn not to worry so much.
Right.
Okay, believe me. You're talking to a Virgo who's been exactly where you're at.
Okay.
And as far as him making mistakes, men are stupid like that. You know that. They
okay.
make mistakes, and they make them over and over again until they're finally like, duh, what am I doing here?
So they
run their head into the wall.
Do you feel like this next episode drama over there, is that his last straw? Is he going to finally pack it in and say, you know what, this is not working?
I feel that. I feel
okay.
that, you know, it's going to be over.
And that's what you got in dream, you know. That's what God gave you in dream. It's like that he was done, you know, finished.
Exactly.
Goodbye. So it's like trust your own intuition on that a little bit, you know. Trust the dreams that
right.
God gives you. You know.
Right.
It's like it's in a part of that is trust. It's like, and you know, and good, you're calming down there a little bit. The other thing I was going to ask, do you meditate? You know, do you walk, do you meditate, you know, pray and meditate? Praying's talking to God, meditating listening, you know. It's like, do you have that quiet time for yourself?
Well, when I walk, I have an agenda, like, okay, I got to get to work, or I got to get to the bus stop, or I got to
right.
get to the store, so I have other stuff on my mind instead of just taking a stroll, like, la, la, la.
Yeah,
I know, but
well, you know, it's like you can multitask, though. It's like, you know, as you know, you start out and you go, I'm on my way to the store, but while I'm on my way to the store doing my power walk here, it's like I'm going to notice the flowers in the neighborhood and the trees and the dogs
exactly.
and the kids and the whatever.
Life.
You know, it's like
you're going to enjoy life.
Yeah,
right.
don't let it, don't be so focused on, I've got to get there and I've got to get back. It's like, you know, stop and smell the roses along it. Well, you don't have to stop because you're in a hurry, but, you know, it's like notice what's around you.
That's what I mean by enjoy. And maybe that doesn't come across the right way, but I feel you're calming down a bit, and
okay.
you just need to relax, enjoy life. Somebody gave me some really good advice in my 30s, and they're like, when you're going through something, enjoy the process of what you're going through. Enjoy.
Okay.
The time. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah.
Do you get it? Don't sit
yeah.
there and freak out about, oh my God, I got to get from A to D, and how do I do that like right now? Enjoy
right.
the process of getting from A to D.
Is that like God give me patience right now?
And a whole bunch of it.
And a whole bunch of it. Right.
Please. But no, Tony, does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, is that, are you giving me a confirmation there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, good, good. Because as psychics, we need to know that.
Right.
Yep.
Well, absolutely. You know,
yeah,
I need to focus more on, you know, what's going on today and right now.
Yeah,
and
it's infinity,
just,
and enjoy what's right now.
Yes,
right, right.
Exactly.
And it lets you walk maybe a fraction bit slower, but you're still going to get there.
Yes.
Yeah,
you still are. It's called grounding. You know, it's
yes.
Like in a,
oh my
we're,
gosh.
We're not going
to
do
so
the grounding 101 class on the air, but it's like, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, when you get too far, you know, your feet are ungrounded, you know, literally, I mean, not.
Mm-hmm.
Not physically, but it's like where you were at there a little bit ago, you were like the kite on the string in the high wind storm. And
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You were really flying high there. So it's like, you know. She
well,
said,
yeah,
you
because
know,
I have this off-the-wall dream. I don't even
yeah.
have a man in my life, and I'm having twin
right.
baby girls, and I'm like, whoa.
I know, but just.
But it's okay.
Let's not go
you know
back
what?
There
it's
again.
Like, that's the end result. Don't worry
yeah.
about the steps in between. That's the end result. It's like, it's okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I just want you to chill out. And definitely
right.
call Kelly back because 9 times
yeah,
out of 10, I'm
oh,
on
that
here.
Kind of stuff happens, totally.
And,
okay.
Or even if stuff isn't happening.
Yeah, exactly. And if you need further advice, you know, I'm willing to give it up and help you out. Because
right,
I know you're a good person. It's just you're extremely strung out. And
right.
you just really
and
need
that,
to.
It's that Virgo analytical mind she's got there. That's
I know.
Taking her for a walk.
No, it's taking her for a ride. It ain't
my dad
her
was a Virgo.
A
okay,
there ain't no
well,
walk in there. She's going for a ride.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll definitely give you guys a call back when he shows up with all these garbage bags.
Okay, and please do not chew him out like you want to.
Oh, so I should just say hello. How are you?
Just be
I'm amazed
compassionate.
To see you. I was like, well, if you really wanted to give him a little flip, you could say, I'd like to say I'm amazed to see you, but you know, I had this dream, and it's like it's happening right now. So it's like God told me you were coming. It's okay.
Well, you know what?
And he'd be
back
going,
in, well, you know what? Back in January, I did tell him about the dream about the garbage bags. And he knows about my dreams, and he goes, oh, that's probably going to happen then.
That's funny. Tony, that was funny. I love that.
That's probably going to happen. It's like, well, there you go. It's like, okay. So maybe he's just trying to, like I say, it's like, the sense of, you know, you ask about a sense of anything. The biggest sense I get with what's going on is like, what I'm getting is the kids. It's like, he's got 4 kids or 3 kids? How many children does he have?
2 by her.
Two with her. Okay.
Okay, but he has other kids too?
He has a son with somebody else that he doesn't even get to see or nothing, and that boy's like 15.
Oh, my word. Okay,
wow.
Yeah. I knew there was more than 2 kids.
Yeah, I got,
right.
For some reason, I thought he had 4, and I thought it was over there, but it's like, okay, so he's got at least 3. He's got 2 with her. So it's like, you know, and if she's got more than just the 2 that are with him, it's like he might be trying to figure out something to, you know, he might feel bad about, you know, leaving the children high and dry, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because he's really, you know, I mean, as the four diamonds, he's really kind of got that. It's a value. And it's like he really likes things solid and stable, and it's like he really doesn't want to see the children, whether they're his own biological or not. He really doesn't want to see them knocked around. He doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't want the drama.
Right.
No, and the kids need a lot more peaceful place than that. So it's like, but he's kind of trying to be a peacemaker. He's trying to make, I mean, he's trying to make it work, not for her sake. He's trying, like you, exactly what you said. He's trying to make it, you know, something work with the children. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's necessarily his own, because his own biological, he can just take them and go with. But it's like the other.
Well, no,
what
they are his, and that's all
okay.
he has over there. That's it.
Oh, okay. So she does not have any more kids then.
No.
Okay,
nope.
Just the 2. Okay, all right.
Yep.
God, I don't know. Like I say, I keep seeing 4 children with him. Well, of course, maybe that's going to be the 4. Is like it's going to be. It's going to be
it's
those,
the
those two. It's like, you know,
the twins.
I didn't
the
pick
twins.
Up the
twins.
Older ones.
It's the twins.
Yeah, that's yeah. Okay, that probably is. It's like so. It's like you're gonna have a full house. You're gonna go from 2 to 4. So it's like maybe get some parenting books. You might kind of want to read up on that. If Virgos love that analytical, it's like, get some, and I'm not talking Dr. Spock, please, he ruined a generation of people. It's like, read the Bible. You know, God tells us, I'm serious. He's, you know, he God tells us how to raise kids. He does. And it's like, and there's some other really interesting ones out there. It's like there's a book called The Birth Order Book by Dr. Kevin Lehmann. And it's like, you want to read something really interesting, you know, either about yourself or about the children to come. It's like, read that book from a psychological perspective. It's really good. You know, and then some of the other Burton White, you know, the first 3 years of life kind of stuff. So it's like, get some parenting books, you know, get a couple things that, you know, kind of walk through the Barnes & Noble or Hastings or whatever, you know, kind of bookstore you got. And it's like, pick up some parenting books and feel like you're prepared, because I think that's part of it. You're feeling you're not prepared. A good way to prepare is like, what can I do to be successful as, you know, a stepmom and a mom? And it's like, and I think you'll be a lot more settled with that.
Right.
Give,
okay,
give you
good.
Something to focus on, okay?
Good. Well, I'm glad I had this chance to talk to both of you, and I can, you know, keep in touch and let you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And
click follow and listen in. It's like, you know, it's like even if you don't call in, you know, come on and listen in. It's like, you know, we love
right.
when you call in, because some people will just call and say, you know, I don't want to talk. I just want to listen. So it's like they'll just, you know, they'll just listen live. So it's like, you know, if you're doing other stuff, you know, whatever, it's like listen in.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely.
All righty.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
You have a child, though, don't you?
Yes, an 11-year-old girl.
Wow.
And he's
yeah.
very close with her.
Oh, wow, because okay. that was weird, because I was doing something when you first came on, and I don't know if you said it or not, but it just hit me that you had a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
he knew her ever since, and he knew her ever since she was 2.
Oh, wow.
So I was wondering why you were freaking out about having a child.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know if he's ready. I don't know if he wants any more kids. I don't.
Honey,
I don't want him to.
Most of the pregnancies are not made to be ready.
Right.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I have 5 children. Only
2
of them were actually planned. We got 3. Oh, that's a nice surprise.
Right.
Yes.
Most a great many of the people on this planet are kind of surprises.
Exactly.
They're
right.
good
yeah.
surprises.
I was a surprise. So, anyways, does somebody around you crochet or knit?
No, and I don't know how to do that.
There's a book for that.
I'm sorry.
Like
I'm
getting
crocheting or knitting or something.
And also, just so you know, when Jason came back into my life back in November, he had told me, he says, I consider your daughter, Julia, one of my children. I got 3 children, he said.
Oh, wow.
His 2 and then her, because he doesn't get to see that older boy. So
oh.
he said out of his own mouth, I
wow.
have 3 children.
He's
wow.
A, he's responsible with that. It's like he really wanted, he wants.
But
he,
I feel like, you know, he's ditching me and my child because, you know, it's been like 2 months, month and a half that you're not even coming around talking to me or nothing.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to work things out over there. I understand that, but just ditching me?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
You know what? I don't think he really ditched you, so to speak, because
okay.
you've never lost. You've never been out of his mind.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But it's really hard to make calls from jail.
Yeah, exactly.
And he might not have wanted to contact you, not have wanted to contact you. So it's like I say, until you asked
right.
the question, you didn't get the answer.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, you know, I'm just hoping that, you know, things, you know, all work out the way things are supposed to work out. You know what I mean?
And they will.
As you
put
said,
that in prayer. Always put that in prayer. Yeah.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Exactly.
Right. I'm just going to sit back for now on, and I'm just going to relax and let them do whatever. You know what I mean? Like my mom said, give them all
get
the rope and they hang themselves.
Get your lemonade, rock on the porch for a bit. Sit down and ground a bit.
I know. You actually really need to, like, put your feet into,
Butt
like,
water.
The grass.
Right.
In the dirt, okay, so that
yeah.
you can ground yourself. And when you're doing that, I'm just going to tell you real quick, just breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. And those thoughts that you're thinking, when the anxiety comes, just blow them out through your mouth and just release it, okay?
Release the extra energy to the ground, to the earth, because it can always, the earth transforms energy, and it's like it needs some more positive stuff. But it's like, you know, release your stuff, and it's like, and help the grass grow where you're at.
Okay. All right, well, very good.
Okay, well, call us back again.
I will. I'll let you know what's going on.
All righty.
Okay, Tony.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, and we have another caller here. You want to stand with me, Tristan?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. We have area code 815. 815, you're live with us here, Psychics Gone Wild, and we'd like to hear your name and your birth date. And I'm Kelly. I do the card stuff, and then Tristan kind of picks up, and she's doing the more intuitive stuff today. So what would we like to talk about today? But I need your name and birth date first. For area code 815. Area code 815? Are they still with us? Okay.
Hello,
there.
Hello. 815, yeah, calling 815.
Not sure on that. 815. Well, I don't know. So, you know, of course, I will say this. That's like my cousin confessed this one to me. So I tell you this one, Tristan, is that she goes, well, she says, when I called in, it's like, cause she's called in a couple times. She says, I didn't really want to talk on the air. I just wanted to listen. So it's like, when she called in, she goes, I hit the button to not be in the queue. And it's like, it stuck me in the queue anyway. I'm like, okay, so this might be our caller 815 here might be like that. And they might have us on mute because my cousin at the time actually was either like giving her son a haircut or candling his ears or doing something or other. She was like, I could hear you, you know, I was on the
speakerphone.
And it's like, I could hear you going 9-7. I was like going, oh, she goes, oh, that's me. It's like, no, no.
She's like, I just wanted to listen.
I just wanted to listen, exactly.
That is so funny.
Well, what I'm going to do is, because we don't, you know, 815 was our last one there, you know, calling in. It's like no one else has called in. So it's like, you know, if you guys want to call in today, it's like, you know, there you go. But I'm going to leave 815. I'm going to leave that line open. So if they decide to come on with us, it'll be fine.
I want to know.
I was going to say, you were in the queue, so it's like, let's hear what's on your mind today, Tristan. It's like, yes, I know. I surprised you, and I know Virgos hate surprises, but you know what? Sometimes we get our best work out of you when we do.
I know. That's what Jethro did to me last week. It was like, I said, OMG. I'm like, why did you do that to me? And he's like, well, everything else has been jinxed when I tell people they're coming on, so I figured I would just take...
We got to sneak up on you. We got to surprise you, you know.
No kidding. Oh, my word. That's like crazy talk right there.
There you go.
But, Tony, did you pick up any of the energy?
You know, it's like I am really reluctant to say, you know, to say stuff, but it's like, no, I mean, I could just hear the difference, the qualitative difference in her voice. It's like
the voice was obvious.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
it's like, yeah.
But her energy was wild mad, and I was, like, just wanting to calm her down.
Yes. I mean, yeah, she was really, yeah, it's like not mad as an angry, it's like, yeah, she was just really, yeah.
Stressed out. Anxiety.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, I want this lady to just calm down.
Calm down, I know.
I felt so
but,
bad.
But, you know, sometimes it's sometimes really hard, you know, it's like, I mean, you know, you're a Virgo person, you know how that goes, and it's like, and part of hers, you know, she's, like I said, I've read for her before. She's one of my ones that are what I call double cards. It's like she's a ten of hearts and a ten of diamonds. So she's got that really big heart moment going, and it's like everything. She's one of those people. She takes everything to heart. She does. And
yeah.
Like, you know,
well, Virgos
like, yeah.
do.
Yep.
Virgos do by nature.
Like I said, my dad was a Virgo. It's like he was on the cusp of, I think, Libra. It's like it was a September 19th moment, but it's like, you know, he was on the opposite end. But man, he would just get, you know, I mean, I'm not saying this in a negative way, but I'm just gonna say my dad was the singular most biggest worrywart on the planet. It's like I think he could have taken, you know, he could have won the award year after year because he would just sit around and stress and worry. about stuff, you know. And he would call us. I mean, it's like, golly, if there was a time in my life where, you know, my dad would call me like 10 times a day, seriously. You know, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? You know, of course, and I understand. I mean, I finally sat down and said, look, you know, I understand it's because, you know, my sister and my brother-in-law, who were 32, and my 11-year-old niece, they all got killed in a car wreck by a drunk driver. So anytime I went out to take a drive with the kids, or we were traveling someplace, or, you know, I mean, for God's sakes, even just going around to the grocery store, you know, so if he knew, you know, you're going to the gymnastics place today, and you're going to, you know, they're taking him over to play t-ball and going this and doing this, it's like he would literally call me saying, I did not have a cell phone back then. Thank God. I would have gone nuts. I really would have.
I'm sure you
would. But it's like
have.
I would get home and have, like, you know, 6 or 7 messages from my dad on the phone going, are you okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? You know, so I got to the point where I would call him in the morning. I'd give him the itinerary and say, okay, here's what we're doing, you know. But it's like he would, but I, you know, like I
but
said,
he would,
I understand.
Still worry about it.
He would still worry, you know, because, you know, well, they, you know, they were just coming home from friend's house at night, and they were, you know, they were coming home from, you know, actually like a Bible study and a dinner, you know, and it's like, and they just got, you know, no more whatever, just got hit by an 18-year-old drunk driver, and it's like, and killed 3. I mean, it's like the Egyptian plague. It's like my sister was firstborn, her husband was firstborn, and their firstborn daughter, all, you know, gone. And it's like the only one that survived was the younger one. So it really was like, you know, the Passover. It's like all the firstborn got killed, you know, and it's like.
Where
it
was
just
the blood
really,
across the doorway?
Yeah, I know, but exactly. Well, they did. They had that, you know. But it's like, yeah, for whatever reason, I'm going, you know. Well, but that's, I mean, and that's kind of sort of where, you know, some of my stuff. I got kind of into numbers and stuff, where it's like anybody that has a birthday that adds up to a 5. It's like, so any of the years where you're transitioning, you know, like 14 is a transitional year, and actually, you know,
you
they show like. Like in life transitions. And what's really interesting is in brain development, it's like the year that you're 14 is when, you know, the brain kind of has, you know, it's almost, you think of like a, I don't know if you ever saw a tuning fork, you know, it's like they're kind of a U-shaped thing with a with a handle in the middle, you know, and it's like, so that's kind of how the brain is. And a lot of times kids at 14 will shut off that intuitive side of their brain. And then, of course, you know, if they're afraid of it, and it's like, and then they spend the rest of their life trying to get it back, you know. But it's like, so that's a transition thing that happens at 14. The next one is when people are like, let's see, what's another, 14, I think of the flip, 41, right? You know, and then there's in the 20s, it's like when you hit 23, that's a 5. That's a 5 year. That's a transition year. And a lot of things, you know, tend to happen in that transitional year. Of course, they always say, you know, the biggest personality changes that people go through is between 8 and 22, and when you hit 23, you're ready for that little transformation moment. It's like, yeah, you know, and then when you hit the 30s, again, there's 32, and it's like, not only did my sister and brother-in-law, you know, whatever, now the niece, she was only 11, can't talk to that one, but, you know, my husband was 32 when he died. It was like, it was that transitional year. I was like, okay. And that's, I took out so much life insurance, because I was only 29. This was like 10 years after my sister gotten killed and everybody. It's like, you know, and I was just, after my husband died, I went like, God, I must be carrying a curse. It's like, I'm going to die when I'm 32. So I took out massive amounts of life insurance on myself. I mean, I did. I was also in counseling. I went to get some counseling because I need, you know, people around me going, you need some. It's like, I said, I'm going to die at 32. You know, and I don't want to, leave my kids, you know, without any, you know, money to be raised on. So I did. I had $1 million in life insurance carried on myself that year. And when I turned 33, I said, oh, okay, I'm not going to die at 32. I must just be a carrier. So I was like going, no, I'm not going to date anybody less than 32. Guess I'll kill them. You know?
Oh,
like,
my
I don't know
God.
I know, you know, the things you think, and it's just kind of like going, well, I got past that. It was like, it was good. It's like, you know, but some of the things you just kind of go through, and, you know, the wacky stuff and phases, and you kind of go, I look back now and I can laugh and go, yep, I was there. I understand that one. It's like, I can see how people, you know, can get into that mindset and on that hamster wheel with stuff, you know. It's just like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I called this one psychic this one time that was here locally in Florida, and it was just, I just did it as a prank, so to speak.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't know if prank is the right word. I just did it jokingly, okay? And he was giving out when you were going to die or how you were going to die.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Say, that's not necessarily, and they said, no, those people, that's, I mean, it's a gift, but it's like, oh, my God, that's a really hard gift. It really is, because they can really see that. Anyway, so what happened?
So he told me I was going to die at 54.
Lovely. And you're how old now?
47.
Okay.
So I told him, no, I'm not. I said, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. And
I'm going to change that. That's one of those things you can change.
Exactly. And not only that, but I talked to, like, and I don't want to say that he wasn't a real psychic, but
no.
But I did talk to somebody else, and they're like, no, you're not going to at 54, whatever this person said to you.
However, I can tell you one of the things from other stuff that I've read is that they you know, some of the theories, okay, this is all I can say, is like some of the theories that are out there is that what I've read that makes the most sense, is you come into this life with five potential exit dates. And what this gentleman might have been picking up was your first exit date. You'll have an option. It's like if you want to opt out of this life and go on to the next, it's like you know your first opt out moment is when you're 54 if you want it. But it's like there were, you know, of course as you get older, you know, your opt out dates become less, because as you pass those milepost markers and you go, no, I'm not ready to go yet. But it's like, you know, there is that out there that's kind of like, you know, you have five different options as when to exit this life. And it's like I kind of know that one just from my mom's stuff. What happened the year that she died was in 2004, and it's like,
right.
I felt really gypped because I knew, and I mean I'm not I decline to say how I knew it, but it's like she was supposed to live past Thanksgiving. That was the deal. And it's like she, you know, it's like we were kind of gearing stuff, you know, toward that expectation. And this was at a time when she had, you know, her health had been declining. My mom and dad, they had just had their 60th wedding anniversary that year. She spent, you know, that was, which is, they were married December 31st back in, God, what was it, 43. So they had just celebrated their 60 years. She
God
ended up in the hospital. I know it was. It's like I'm going.
That's awesome.
It's like, see, and that's why I say I'm going to have to live really long, because I want to beat my folks' record. I do. So it's like I'm going to have to live to be really old, and I want somebody really young, because unless they have the same mindset that I do, it's like they're going to be going, well, I'm going to die at this time. I'm going, you know, I'm going to live several hundred years. So I don't know about you, but it's like I'm staying in shape, and it's like I'm going to be here on this planet. So it's like, you know, you figured that out, and we're all good. Anyway, that's why I'm looking for somebody younger who's going to stay with me. You know, who's going to live that long.
You're too funny.
I still have funny ideas, yes, I know. Anyway, that's from another book. It's like The Ancient Secret of the Fountain of Youth. Let me tell you about that one. That's a really good one. Anyway, so yeah, she was, you know, she was kind of supposed to, you know, hang around. So she was in the hospital in January, and it wasn't, you know, it was, you know, she kind of bounced back, and it was okay. And we knew what was necessary, you know, what kind of care she needed. And it's like, and Dad could take care of her at home. It wasn't anything, you know, real stressful, but she had to be on oxygen. And it's like, and she needed to be encouraged to eat more and blah, blah, blah. You know, just some home remedy type stuff, okay?
Right.
So anyway, my dad was not a good doctor, I'm sorry, and my mother was even less a good patient. So it's like,
oh, that's
she was
great.
Kind of slowly trending downwards, and I was not real happy with the things were going. But it's like I had... my second son, my first one had graduated in 2002, and he begged. He's like going, you know, please just let me finish my senior year here. You know, I really, really want to be, you know, finish this out, because I'm going to get the Iron Panther Award, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I mean, you know, he had worked all of his high school years for some of these. And I was like going, okay, it's like I was really stressed because I was not about
torn.
To pull a rug out from. I know. It's like if I could have cloned me, I would have been fine. It's like I would laugh about it and go, I look forward to this cloning stuff because I want 10 of me. I can get everything done then, you know.
No kidding.
This one goes in, you know. So, you know, I did. So I stayed, and it's like I said, okay, fine. I will stay, but it's like, you know, as soon as you graduate, we're moving.
We're
out
of here.
Well, Well, he beat me to the punch. It's like the day after he graduated, which was like May 17th. It was on a Sunday. Anyway, Monday morning comes. He had all his bags packed. He had his bag, you know, he had his stuff in his car. It's like, you know, that was one thing I made sure that my kids had, was like, you know, we had traveling stuff, and it's like I got him a credit rating and everything, you know, before. So he was paying for his own car. I mean, through high school, it's like, I mean, this was my really responsible child. He worked as a math tutor. He did different things. but I got him a car, and he made the payments, and he made the insurance and all that stuff. So he worked, and he worked, and he worked some more, you know, but it's like, and he still had fun, so it was all right. So anyway, he packs his bags, you know, Monday morning, he's loading everything out. So I was like, well, where are you going? He's going, you know, he's like, well, I'm going, you know, I was like, I've got a job, I'm working, you know, down over here, and it's like, you know, this friend and his, you know, the friend's brother-in-law is like, has this business, and I'm going to go work for him this summer. I'm like going, well, thanks for letting me know, you know.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be here to help us, you know, pack up the house here, because we had a mobile home and we made it mobile, you know, where you're going to pack up and, you know, so we could get this thing pulled down. It's like, nope, you're on your own. I was like, thanks a lot. Okay, so anyway, so it's myself and my older daughter and two really little ones. I had a 2- and a 4-year-old, so it's like they weren't good packers at that time of night.
No.
But we got moved down to Rock River. And it was like June, I want to say like the first week of June. It was like June 3rd or June 4th, something like that. And my mother, bless her heart, checked out like about 6 weeks later. It was July 13th. She checked out. And it was like, and
oh.
just the circumstances around it, there was a lot of things that went on. I'm just, you know, not detailing that on the air right now, but it's like a lot of things went on. And she ended up choosing an earlier checkout date. And it was like, it was that, you know, it was an event, you know, kind of one of those event moments where it's like one person was going to, you know, end up moving in there to take care of her, blah, 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 because my dad was not handling it. It's like, you know, she kind of decided, she didn't tell us, but she decided she was not having this person move in there, blah, blah, blah. So while the person was gone, you know, back to wherever they were gone to getting her stuff, it's like my mother chose to die. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
And then I was kind of cranky with my dad because of his pushing this, and it's like, and the other person because they were going to move in and whatever, and it's just like, it was just some bad mojo, and I had some really not very charitable feelings towards some of the people involved, because it could have played a much different way, and she could have hung out with us until Thanksgiving, which is the way it was supposed to have been. So it's like,
right.
I was excessively not happy with that one.
Well, I guess I would have been too.
A little distressed on that one. So, yeah, it was
just
kind of, you know, the way things work out, you know. So it's like, just because somebody tells you, you know, it's like, yeah, you're going to die this age, it's like, well, that's one of my 5 optional dates. Thank you for letting me know one of them. Can you see the other 4 optional checkout dates? Because I'll pick a different one, thank you.
Yeah, I'll take the later one, thank you.
I'll take the later one, exactly.
Yeah, 54 a little early, sorry.
You're right.
You know, I don't think so. do you have chat up?
There's a Tosh Fabulous in there, and it's like we've had some people check in and check out, and it's like it is. I forgot about that the first hour. It was like it was that hour and 11 minute.
Oh,
moment.
Okay. Maybe it'll
I forgot
show up
to
now.
Click it up. So it's like, yeah, it's like it's on now, but it's like it's like, you know, within there it says, you know, come on, you know, call in. It's like, you know, come talk with us, you know.
I know. It seems like it's always the Kelly and me show.
Oh, H-R-Y. Okay, she says H-R-Y. All righty.
I'm still trying to get this up. H-R-Y. Oh, now
okay.
It's finally connecting to chat. Oh, thank goodness, because I'm like, why is there no chat? I'm like, what happened?
I have no idea.
I
don't know.
We have Cash Fabulous.
You're in the queue. Oh, she says she's in the queue. Let's see. Let me see.
All right. What's
what
your number? 510. She's 510, Kelly.
What is her number?
Area code,
510. Oh, 510. Okay. All right.
The poor thing's probably been waiting, and here we are jibber-jabber.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. It's like, yeah. It's like I didn't even. Yeah.
She says yes.
Yes. Okay. 510. I'm sorry about that. Shoot. It's like I got messed up in my
Kelly
stuff
and
here.
Tristan show.
Oh golly, I'm sorry. Okay, how you doing? It's like,
hi.
Can we call you Tash?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I was on the phone since y'all was talking to the first lady that was stressing.
Oh, Tony.
Sorry, okay. Oh shoot, I'm so sorry. Okay, what is it? If Tash is good, okay, we're good. What's tell me your month, day, and year.
My month, day, year is 6/22/75.
Okay,
but I think it's Tosh, isn't it?
Yeah, Tosh is.
Okay. Yeah.
22 of 75?
Yeah.
Okay, 6/22/75. Oh. Now, okay, it's giving me a choice here. Do you know if you're a Gemini or a Cancer? Because you're right on the cusp, and it's like, in this, what I have doesn't do the astrology.
I feel like I'm born Cancer, but had the Gemini characteristic.
Yes, I said Gemini.
Okay, but well, she's saying born Cancer. So I'm going to go, so you want me to put you down as a Cancer or Gemini?
Yes, Cancer.
As Cancer, okay. All righty, we'll go with that, because that will make a difference on your rising here. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Oh, you're a power card. It's like you are an Eight of Clubs with your birth card, and you're a Jack of Spades with your planetary ruler. All righty. That's the Jack of, I know, just so FYI for your information, it's like the gentleman who comes on Psychic Jethro, he is an Eight of Spades, or Eight of Clubs. It's like that's his birth card, and he's a really psychic person, so.
Amen.
You might have some really good psychic intuition there. But eight is about it's a card of power, and it's like, you know, you have a lot of ability to really do, you know, things that you want to get done. You got a, you know, really strong fixed frame of mind, and it's like, because the Eight of Clubs is one of those fixed cards, and it kind of doesn't move around. And this is just kind of off my head here. It's like, and I'm trying to remember. I think it's they bill it as one of the most psychic cards in the deck. But anyway. And then your planetary ruler, that Jack of Spades, it's like Spades is always about, you know, a Jack is in the royal court, and Spades is, they're the old people of the deck, but it's like, I always think of Spades as working. It's like, you know, think of garden work, you know, if you're out there, like, you know, hoeing and using a spade, that kind of stuff. It's like, it's that kind of, like, you know, work type of thing. So it's like, you know, a lot of times, I want to say to people, it's like, you know, it's like, yes, all work and no play makes Tosh, you know. Want a vacation? Okay, gotcha up here. Let me see real quick here. It's called, yeah, the Eight of Clubs is called, it's called the card of mental power, and it's one of that, is like, it's one of those three fixed cards. You're not easily swayed by others' views and opinions. A lot of successful attorneys are Eight of Clubs, but your power can be applied to any of the mental fields with a lot of success. You know, there's literally people who are chemists, rocket scientists, nuclear physicists, all of Eight of Clubs. You can really learn anything you want to. Your life path is one of the most successful in the deck. You can have just about anything you set your mind to achieving, and you can attain wealth and prominence as long as you keep it in balance, as long as you keep that mind in balance, and your emotional peace is essential to keep, you know, maintaining your success. You've got a lot of psychic power. You can be really a good healer. All your gifts can be applied to great success, and they only need to become aware of your true goals to have a life of success and accomplishment. The flip side, you know, there's some drawbacks there. Being really fixed on that, it's sometimes really difficult for you to deal with changes. It's in your mind and your concepts you're the most fixed, and it's like, and there's going to be inevitably be certain periods of your life where changes of your mental structures, you know, your mindset, you know, has got to, it's going to happen, it's going to come. And those periods are going to be difficult, but it's a part of that Eight of Cups karmic path. You're always more healthier and alive after changes, and those changes kind of come as like a death and a rebirth, you know, really a transition. You kind of go, wow, I noticed that one, that door closed and that one opened. It's like really loud. Working with a Jack of Hearts or a King of Spades, you know, if you got that in the workforce, gives you far-reaching success. Together, if you know, you know, I'm talking about a Jack of Hearts being another person, that's their birth card, or a King of Spades person as their birth card. Really, you know, the three of you, or, you know, if you two are working together, can be great work for humanity. For best results, let your work come before your personal life, and keep your personal life and your business separate. Concerning relationships, okay. At one point in your life, you might experience a difficult divorce or separation. It's not that you're really bad people or anything, you know, far from it. It's just that it's karma that's coming up you have to deal with from the past. You're really fixed in nature when those changes come, and they're not easy changes to deal with. It's just when you discover there's more to the world than, you know, your fixed mindset, you know, sometimes when you come face-to-face with that desire for adventure and the variety and, you know, love experiences, sometimes it takes something really as, I hate to say traumatic, but it's like really major, like a divorce or, you know, major separation to help you change and graduate to a different level. It's kind of like, you know, you might have been one of those people, I'll just say, for example, it's like a high school graduation, and it's like, you know, you might be one of the ones going, hey, I got straight A's, but I'm not ready to graduate. Wait a minute, stop, you know. But you need to break out of that pattern you get yourself fixed into. But once that change happens, you're a lot more free to pursue whatever kind of relationship, you know, fits your needs, you know, because this is about relationship. The female Eight of Clubs never allow your personal relationships to be more important than your life's work, which sounds kind of harsh, but it's like what they really are meaning on that is if you put personal relationships ahead of work, you know, you can lose that power. You can become entangled in emotional, what they call emotional morass and confusion. You know, think of the swamp and the alligator is going to suck you down, you know, type of moment. So it's like, you know, keep, and it's not that love isn't important because it really is. But just kind of keeping, you know, going, I am here for a purpose. And it's like, and this is what I need to be doing. Your planetary ruler, that adds a strong creative urge to your personality. It manifests in several ways, you know, different things. You might feel drawn towards acting or artistic expression, but even if you're not, you've got a lot of creativity that you can apply to whatever work you're doing. Jack of Spades cards is also called the card of the thief, and because of strong creative influence, people with this card, you know, you can draw people, there's a flip side there, you can draw people into, you know, your circle of whatever, that can cause personal losses. So just, you know, kind of be careful of that. It's also called the one-eyed jack. It's one of the one-eyed jacks. And, like, other people may see you sometimes as being really one-sided in your opinions and attitude. It's also the card of the spiritual initiate. You may feel drawn towards the study of spiritual subjects that can transform your life to higher levels. So, yeah, it's like just kind of with that start, it's like what kind of area you want to look at here. It's like I didn't realize we got 5 minutes left. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, I wanted to say that.
Yeah. So what would you like to look at here real quick?
Just far as the work field, is it?
Work, okay. Works and jobs, okay. At 36, this year you can find your true purpose this year because you've got a sixth place in there. You've got good career. This is one of the things right there. You've got good career influences this year. Because of the position of your planetary ruling card, there's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in whatever work you're doing. You know, so as if you're not career business minded, it's like, you know, but you definitely are because you're looking at this. There is a really good opportunity to get more recognition, or, you know, if you wish to become better known, this is the year when some of that, you know, kind of that dreams come true stuff that's like, you know, Cinderella's magic fairy wand there is going to wave for you a little bit. You know, not everything, but just, you know, specific things. Okay, people are going to be paying more attention to what you're doing. You could achieve some kind of award or just become more recognized in your field. And it's like I've seen this manifest, you know, just like, you know, the librarian at the local whatever who, you know, got the word for the children's story hour, you know, things like that. It can just, you know, but it's like there's going to be recognition there somewhere. But many people receive promotions during years like these. Just how it manifests depends on the nature of your work, aspirations, you know. But just knowing that those influences are present, it would really be advantageous to you to be, you know, put more effort into becoming recognized, you know, kind of put yourself out there. And if you're looking for work, it's like, you know, polish up that resume. If you're already in a job, it's like, and you're not kind of happy where it's at, it's like, you know, again, polish up that resume. It's like, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. But this is a major completion year for you. You've got a 9 in a prominent position, too. And this is kind of seen as a graduation, kind of an ending, you know, type of thing. And, just, you know, again, it's like that as that one door closes, that other door is going to open. And we get sometimes, you know, it's like it's really a lot, you know, like what I said with the first caller that I don't know if you heard on that one. But it's like you get in a comfort zone and it's like, you know, you're reluctant to let go, kind of like Linus with his blanket and Charlie Brown. You know, it's like you got to be sometimes willing to step out of that comfort zone and do things, you know, go forward, you know, without the blanket, okay? Or
okay.
Be willing to let go of some of those. Are you getting some stuff, Tristan?
I'm sorry, I was picking up something with the medical field. Am I right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm already in the I'm already a CNA and a medical assistant.
Okay.
Cool.
Yes, all right. I got it. Yeah, I just, you know, I sat here and I was just listening to you and I just kept getting, you know, the medical symbol over and over and over again in my head. So I'm like, that's why I wrote it in chat. I'm like, when Kelly was talking to you, I'm like, when you had asked what, you know, what area you wanted to discuss, and I'm like, oh, it's career. And then I'm like listening, and I, if you look at chat, I wrote medical field, and that was like quite a while ago now. But I feel like you're a very hard worker. You take your job very seriously. You want to be recognized, though, as Kelly said. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, but I'm not working at the current moment. I'm just doing in-home support for my son. Because when I try to get my foot in the field, it's like you don't have enough years experience. So I am trying to someway get my foot in the door as a worker with my son, helping my son heal.
You're going to. It's going to happen. I can't give you an exact date, but it's coming.
Okay.
I want to do this.
The spirituality, I want to do the shaman work, or is learn how to heal with energy. I want to do that too.
Oh, I'm sorry,
cool.
the shaman?
Yeah, I understand that one.
Yeah.
Like, Reiki.
Reiki.
Okay. Yeah, Reiki's good. You know, some of the, it's like, what part of the country are you in? It's like, we got 90 seconds, shoot.
I'm in California.
Oh, you're in a mecca for finding stuff
great,
like that then. Cool.
Yeah, you're in a great area.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm not sure, I know there's a whole church over there that's 60 seconds. Okay, it's going to beep me like this. Tosh, it's like, if we ran out of time here, would you be able to call back another day? Are you in a position where you could call back? Because we're on noon, which is 11 o'clock your time. Let's see, Tuesdays,
yeah,
Wednesdays,
I'll be able
Thursdays,
to call
Thursdays,
back.
Fridays, and Saturdays. Okay, we
call
on
tomorrow.
11 o'clock your time.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, call tomorrow.
But yeah, because there's a lot here. It's like you got a Six of Diamonds as a long range card, which is, you know, some really good financial things. And it's like one of the things is, as you sow, so shall you reap. So it's like you're putting stuff in there. And it's going to be a focus on financial responsibility, balancing accounts and compromise in financial affairs. Tristan and Jethro are going to be on tomorrow from noon to 1 Rocky Mountain time, but it'll be 11 to 12 your time. So it's like 10 seconds. Thank you. Okay. Call back in at least, you know, a few minutes early. Call back in so you're first on the queue. It's like, and we'd love to talk to you again a little bit more, okay?
Thank you, Tom.
All righty.
Okay,
thank you.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. It's like we missed you there for a while. But
okay. I was just listening in too.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Click follow for us. Click and follow our show. It's like we'd love to have you there too. All righty.
Okay.
Well, it's going to kick us off here, like probably now.
Hey Kelly,
are you able to
get on Skype?
Not yet. It's like, well, I haven't been there today. It's like I'm dealing with kids in school. So anyway.
Okay.
I've got stuff to do today. All righty. Well, thank you guys all for listening in, and we will see you tomorrow. And have a blessed day. Take care. Bye for now.